Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam. Welcome back. Firing right into this next show. It's the second show today, February 26th. I'm stuttering again. I am so flipping fired up. I can't even tell you. I mean, I am just jacked up. I can't even speak today. February 27th, 2015. It's a Friday. My wedding anniversary is tomorrow. 17 years, baby. 17 years going out to dinner, nothing too good. Might even go through drive-thru. Hey, let's get into it, all right? Yesterday was a bad day, as I talked about on the previous podcast. And why was it a bad day? Because we went into this care meeting and we thought that we were going to get a discharge date for our miracle baby who's been at Children's Hospital almost 200 days now. I mean, she was born August 17th, all right? So it's almost 200 days. She hasn't been home. We haven't taken her home. You know, 6 hours we're there during the day, and then we got to leave her there for 18 hours. I mean, imagine leaving your child. Now she's smiling, you know, she's loving us up, and we're loving her up, and then we got to leave her and wave goodbye. It sucks, man. I'm telling you, it does. It just sucks. It's just, I'm not even mincing words. It just sucks to have to do that. However, this is a big one, you know. However, because I get a lot of questions, man. How do you deal with this? How do you do that? How do you do that? Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you how I deal with this. Yesterday, we sat with the pulmonologist, the entire care team, doctors, nurses, and they said, hey, Susan's doing great, except in one area, and that's her feeding. And right now, like I mentioned in the previous podcast, she has a feeding tube that goes through her nose. So anything, she's given 90 mLs in a bottle every 3 hours of breast milk. And so if she doesn't take all 90, they got to gavage it, which means they send it through that feeding tube through her nose. Well, lately, she hasn't been really taking all of her 90 mLs. She might take 40, 30, 50, whatever, you know. So they said, hey, this isn't a negotiation. I mean, she needs all of that breast milk every 3 hours. She needs to grow, because if she does not grow, her lungs do not grow. And we need those lungs to grow. So I'm like, okay, and this is the pulmonologist. Great guy, man. Dr. Dan, love him. Great guy. Very smart. I mean, this guy, holy cow. Guy's got just super smart. So my question actually is, okay, well, what's up then? What do we do? He goes, well, we're going to put a G-tube in her, which is a gastrostomy, and it's a tube that goes an incision into the abdomen. And when you gavage Susan now, it doesn't go through the nose. It goes directly into her abdomen. So he said, now we have to schedule a surgery, and I see where this is going, you know. And you could just see my body language. Everybody in the room could. It was probably 12 people in the room. They were looking at me and Angela, and my body language was terrible. I slumped my shoulders. I was like, God, oh my God, seriously, man. And I was just, I didn't say anything then. I'm just thinking, this sucks. Oh my God, come on, can we get our baby home? And so he said, you know, we got to schedule surgery. They got to take a look at her to see what they're dealing with. Probably, you know, we got to do that. Then you need to be trained on how to feed her through a G-tube, so when she comes home, you can administer the feedings to her. And I'll tell you what, man, I knew my wife was emotional, because she's there every day. Every day. She pumps breast milk every 3 hours around the clock, okay? So 10 at night, 1 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and all throughout the day. That's how Susan gets fed. It's taxing. We drive that drive to 71 every single day, Interstate 71, 30 miles down, 30 miles back. It is just, it's not having a baby in a hospital. Those of you that have had a loved one in the hospital, that's difficult, okay? But all the ancillary things going on around you, like the driving, the parking garage, getting your ticket, trying to find a spot, weaving in and out of people, getting in an elevator, walking across this huge complex to get there when it's 20 below zero, rushing back to get your kids at school, making dinner, doing homework, all of that. You throw it all together, you know, and that is really, if you've ever had a loved one in the hospital for a long period of time, that is the difficult part. So Angela left yesterday. She was emotional. She was in tears, and I was just disappointed. I mean, I was very disappointed. We want our baby home. Last night was a difficult night because it's all we talked about. We went to Starbucks, my wife and I, just to get away, you know, for about an hour or so. We had the kids, went and played at the neighbor's house, and we went down to Starbucks, had a coffee, and just chatted, you know. And it always feels better to talk, doesn't it? You know, when you're talking to somebody, it just feels better. Even if there's no solution, it just feels better to talk. I highly recommend you have somebody you can just talk to, you know. And so after we talked, we're like, you know, I feel better. She said, yeah, so do I. Doesn't change the situation, I mean, but we feel better after we just talked about everything, just life, man. And so I woke up this morning. And Angela went down to the hospital. I went to the gym. I go down in the evening, and then I go down, you know, on the weekends and things like that. So I was at the gym, and I was lifting. I was doing squats, and I'm squatting now 360 pounds without counting the weight of the bar. I mean, I've got four plates on each side, if you know, four 45-pound plates. My strength has just been amazing, you know. I started January 4th on the Everyday Saturday Body that I'm going to be coming out with later this year, just diet, exercise, all this stuff. And I was amazed when I was doing the squats that I was at that level now. Now I moved over to the chest, and I'm getting to a point here, so stick with me. Even if you're not a weightlifter, you don't understand what I'm saying. Stick with me, because the metaphor is really why I'm not impacted more than just a few hours when I get very bad news. So even bankruptcy, and no matter how bad it is. So I move over to the flat bench, and I grab dumbbells, and I start pushing 50, 55, 60, all the way up to 80, 85 pounds on dumbbells. And I think, wow. And then I went back down because I do the pyramid like I talked about last week on the show, how to do the pyramid when you're lifting weights. And so I got back down to 60 pounds from 80, and 60 felt like I was lifting literally like my iPhone. It felt like nothing. And I was amazed that a month ago, 60 was all I could get going maybe three or four times. Now I'm doing it 10, 14, whatever times it was. I don't have my sheet in front of me. But I did a lot of weight at 60, and it felt so light. And it felt light because I lifted 80, 85 pounds prior to that. Had I never attempted to lift an 85-pound dumbbell, 60 would never feel so light in my hand. And here's where I'm going with this, okay? Here's the point of this entire podcast, so please pay attention, all right? If you never try to do anything, then where you currently are is going to feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. If you don't try to start a business, then what you're currently doing is always going to feel like work. It's always going to feel like the most weight you can push. But once you try something, even if you fail, you have tried. And when you go back to do the previous step that you now need to do in order to get back to where you were, that feels so much easier to do. Does it not? Whether you're talking about programming a website, or whether you're working out in a gym, or whether you're trying to learn social media, you're trying to learn a new language, whatever it is. I mean, if you spoke Spanish and all you knew were how to count to 10, all right, and that was difficult at first, but then you learn 3, 4, 5 paragraphs that you could say. Then you go back to count, and you're like, wow, this is so super easy. Here's where most people miss it in life. They stay where they are. They plateau. They don't try to do anything great. They don't push the larger weight. They don't push the heavy stuff. They stay right where they are. Their muscles never grow. In this instance, the muscle would be the brain, the mind. Their mind never grows. It never stretches. There's no new nutrients going there. That never builds up because they're plateauing and playing so small. How many people do you know in a job right now that are sitting in that cubicle playing small, accepting their lot in life when they think, that's all the weight I can push? When in fact, if they quit their job, went and tried to start a business, and then lifted some real weight, they know they can always go back to, and you can get a job anywhere or start another business, and that weight is going to feel so much easier. When I tried and failed with the Quiznos in 2005, I thought that's all the weight I could ever push. I thought my current job was all the weight I could ever push. And then I tried and failed. And then I started everydaysaturday.com, and I already had the experience, and that didn't feel like a lot of weight to me. I quit my job again, you know, and it was a struggle at first. I mean, we were month to month, revenue not coming in, money not coming in, paying health insurance for a family of five, three kids underneath the age of 6 years old at the time. But I would have never launched this podcast. Launching this felt like a lot of weight. Speaking in front of 1,000 people in London felt like a lot of weight the first time. Once I spoke in front of 1,000 people, I was never nervous again to speak in front of a room of 100 people, you know? I'm always excited. I don't mean that, but I never had the nervous energy. I mean, when I first spoke in Hawaii in front of 1,500 people, sharing the stage with Lee Brower from The Secret, you know? I thought I was going to have go into cardiac arrest. I was so nervous. But then when I after I did that, that was huge weight that was pushed. You got to start pushing some weight, man. You're never going to grow. These experiences that you think are a challenge right now, they're not, because you're going to push a hell of a lot more weight if you want to continue to grow, and these experiences are going to seem like a walk in the park. Yesterday is behind us. It feels like a week ago. That little bit of disappointment still is with us from the meeting that we had yesterday, just because we're human beings, you know? But we don't feel like we did yesterday. I feel amazing today. I didn't sleep well last night because of the word about my wife and just the whole family dynamics and baby Susan's not coming home. I didn't sleep well last night, and that rarely happens. Like, I sleep like a dead animal, okay? Probably slept 3 or 4 hours. But I knew that if I wanted to grow past that, I had to get to the gym today. As tired as I was, as beat up as I felt, I got to the gym, and I crushed a two-hour workout. And I'm telling you, I'm still going on that same three-hour sleep right now, but I honestly feel like I could go run a marathon. I have no interest in taking a nap right now, for example. Grow bigger than your problems. Push the heavy weight. So when you have to go back, because we always get entrepreneur success is all about the zigzag line. It's not a linear line just going to the top. It's a zigzag. So when you zigzag back a little bit, that weight's going to feel like nothing. Like nothing. Do me a favor. Listen to this show back a few more times. There's a lot of powerful nuggets in today's show. We're going to cap it off. It's the weekend, baby. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show, and push that weight. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.